Urgent calls are going out to vaccinate patients with Alzheimer's disease due to conditions of the disease that can put people at risk unknowingly. This past week, people with a range of chronic illnesses, including Alzheimer's, joined a list approved to get the vaccine in New York. Dr. Allison Reese is an associate professor of medicine at NYU Long Island School of Medicine and a member of the Medical Advisory Board of the Alzheimer's Association of America. She says prioritizing Alzheimer's patients to get the coronavirus vaccinations makes sense.
Most people with Alzheimer's are older people, so just from that alone, they're in a high-risk category. They also often have many comorbidities that increase their risk. Certainly, diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure. Some have obesity, histories of cancer.
Reese adds Alzheimer's patients also often suffer from asthma and heart and lung disease. Starting Monday, people with certain comorbidities and underlying health conditions became eligible to get vaccinated for COVID under guidelines from the Cuomo administration. Also on the list are cancer patients, including 9/11 related cancers, chronic kidney disease, intellectual and developmental disabilities, severe obesity, and pregnancy. Reese adds increased testing is also critical. Particularly in Alzheimer's patients, it can be hard to know if they're experiencing any of the symptoms that would tip off caregivers that they might have COVID-19.
You may not be aware that your beloved person in your home is having struggles with breathing if they can't tell you. So one of the key things is, of course, we want to get people vaccinated before they get COVID and spread COVID. And we certainly, if someone has COVID, we want to know it so we can isolate them. And we don't want days and days to go by where we don't realize.
She says the virus begins to show up in other ways in Alzheimer's patients, such as urinary and viral infections and GI tract issues that can be deceptive. Home testing would help so they don't come in contact with others to potentially catch or spread the virus.
People with Alzheimer's, it's very hard to get them tested, to get them to wear the mask all the time. And I think we need a concerted effort to be testing in the home. I don't know why the home tests are so difficult to get, but they are.
Governor Cuomo says in a news release that about 94% of all COVID deaths represent people with comorbidities. He hopes hospitals and local governments with extra doses of vaccine will now be able to address that population. Chris Bolt, WAER News.